Moving on to the agenda for the June meeting, so that the proposed agenda is set out in Appendix A. So we plan to hold the next ASF meeting virtually over 2 days. And on the specific topics that is included in the proposed agenda, we have published the discussion paper for BCUCC last November and the exposure draft for rate regulator activities in January this year. The comment period for these two documents will end in September and June this year, respectively. For rate regulator activities, the board will consider next week whether an extension of the comment period until the end of July is needed. The plan for the June ASF meeting is to receive your feedback on those consultation documents before the end of the comment period. Although the feedback might be refined during the drafting of the final comment letters, we thought that it might be helpful for us to hear your preliminary feedback in June. For primary financial statements and goodwill and impairment, we would like to seek your views on some aspects of the board's proposals and preliminary views as these two projects enter the re-deliberation phase. We will have a better idea of what those aspects are in the next few months as the board continues with its discussion on these two projects. For management commentary, we expect to publish the exposure draft in April this year. Depending on the comment period for the document, which the board will decide next week during its meeting, the June ASF meeting could be the only opportunity for us to secure preliminary feedback on some of the aspects in the proposals before the end of the comment period. And similar to BCUCC and RIT regulations, although the feedback might be refined during the drafting of the final comment letters, we thought that it might be useful for us to hear your preliminary feedback in the next ASF meeting. Finally, for the third agenda consultation, we expect to publish the request for information later this month. We would like to seek your preliminary feedback on that document. The board will consider next week whether an extension of the comment period is needed until the end of September. So with that, we would like to know if members have any comments on the proposed agenda or if there is anything that members would like to add on to the agenda. Thank you.
Any comments? That doesn't seem to be. Oh, yes, Patricia. Patricia?
We've two things. If the ISB extends comment periods on things like rate regulated activities and the third agenda consultation, we are not sure that we think that the June ASF meeting might be too early. And the other thing that we've had is a request that ASAF be given some more direct feedback on the IFRS Foundation's sustainability reporting developments, and particularly how that looks as the where the thinking is developing in terms of a relationship between a sustainability standards board and the ISB, because there'll be interacting projects like, for example, management commentary and any preliminary thinking about where that's likely to go. Thank you for that.
Okay, let's take that home and think about that. Any other comments? All right, well, that brings us close to the end of our meeting. I would just like to say that a survey about the meeting will be circulated shortly after this meeting. And you can make your comments, which can be helpful to plan for the next meeting. And as you know, ASF membership will be renewed this year. The last meeting in this composition will be in September, October 2021. And we have just issued a call for candidates. So I urge you to follow this very closely and to respond. So that brings us to the end of this meeting. I don't need to wish you a safe trip home, as we normally would do. But thank you for participating. I personally...
Disturb you for a second.
Sorry?
Shivaji here from India.
Shivaji, hi.
Earlier, and therefore I'm disturbing you for 2 minutes. Will it be all right?
Okay. Yes, sir. Right.
Actually, we have some comments of the AOSSG, especially from Australia. I will share those comments to you. Number one, as far as BCCU is concerned, the comment period closed on 1st September 2021. And therefore, we may be able to share only the preliminary feedback in June 2021 meeting. That is number one. Number two, as far as goodwill and impairment is concerned, we have mentioned about the particular aspects of the project. What are those particular aspects if known before the ISAP meeting of June 2021? The time will be available to the jurisdictions for holding some outreach meetings. That is a suggestion number two. Number three, as far as management commentary is concerned, ED is expected in April 2021 and the comment period is not yet known. So it will be useful to learn the objectives of the session before ISAP meeting in order to have some discussions in outreach meeting. And as far as primary financial statements are concerned, those particular aspects if known again before, it will be better for outreach meeting. And the third party consultation is concerned, some preliminary feedback should be available for the local outreach, because the request for information will be issued in March with 120 days period. So request to share some information before ISAP meeting. These are the suggestions from AOSSG, in particular from Australia. Thank you, Hans, for giving me time.
Thank you, Shivaji. Very useful. And my staff will take it into account. All right. So we will meet again in June, which will be my last ASEF meeting. I had fervently hoped it could be an in-person meeting, but that doesn't seem to be possible, as so many countries are now even when we have vaccination going, the virus strikes back. In many parts of the world, so it's going to be remain tough for the time being. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you again in June, and I thank you so much for your very active participation in the last 2 days. Bye-bye.